Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm glad you joined us. In today's study, we will continue our series on Just a Thought on the book of Revelation. We'll get right into our series right after this. We now join in progress part 6 of 6 in our study. Now look at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. And there we read, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." So again, we've come face to face with this call to be overcomers. We've seen this many times. And in each case, we've looked back at 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 and 5, which we're going to do again. Look at it. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. We are made overcomers through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, for he has given us our eternal salvation." Now many use this verse, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5, to teach that we can lose our salvation. However, what we find in this scripture is the guarantee of our salvation, the guarantee of our eternal security. We cannot lose our salvation by any means. We are overcomers through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a fact which can never be changed. God calls on us then to listen to what he says to the churches. He says this in each church as he concludes the letter. In Revelation 3:6, we read, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." This is a command from God, not a request. Hearing is determined by our hearing what God has to say and heeding it. It is important for us to listen to what God says when he tells us to be born again. "For without salvation, we shall be found wanting," just as Belshazzar was found in Daniel chapter 5 and verse 27. Loss or gain is based upon whether we listen to what God says or not. We must listen with yielded hearts and obey the very words of God from the Word of God. God bless until the next lesson.